program, the president's demands have never changed.
He wants a compassionate solution to the DACA situation. But any DACA solution has got to include border security, to include a wall, an end of chain migration, and an end to this diversity lottery. He's been very clear about that from the beginning.
Purdue spoke on Fox and Friends. ISIS claiming responsibility for a deadly attack this morning on the offices of Save the Children in Jalalabad. Two people were killed. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump will be leaving later today for Davos, Switzerland, where he'll attend the World Economic Forum, a yearly meeting of global business, finance, and government titans. He'll be speaking on Friday, touting his efforts to boost the U.S. economy. And well, he should, according to a couple of powerful bankers. Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein and J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, both speaking on CNBC this morning, saying that the president's approach to regulation and other economic policies have kicked an already good U.S. economy into an even higher gear. After listening to 166 young women make victim impact statements at his hearing, disgraced former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar is about to be sentenced in Michigan. Yesterday, one of the young women he's convicted of sexually abusing requested and received an apology from Nassar.
I want to forgive you, but I also want to hear you tell me that you regret all the hurt you caused.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
New data finds an overall crime decline in America during the first half of last year.
The FBI released the report for the first 6 months of 2017, with over 13,000 law enforcement agencies submitting information. Overall, violent crime decreased 0.8% when compared to 2016. The number of murders and non-negligent manslaughters reported increased 1.5%, while aggravated assaults declined 0.1%. I'm John Clemens.
Neil Diamond's wife says thousands of her husband's fans have been donating their refunds from tour tickets to charities that help with Parkinson's disease. Diamond announcing his retirement from touring earlier this week after he was diagnosed with that disease. The veteran singer-songwriter himself responding to the news of his fans' generosity, thanking them on Twitter for their outpouring of love and support. Diamond will be presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Recording Academy at the Grammy Awards this Sunday night in New York City. And it's been a mystery for years whether they made it, but a letter has been made public by a San Francisco TV station indicating that at least one of the men who were involved in the escape from Alcatraz in 1962 did make it and survived. In it, he claims to be 83, in bad shape from cancer. He says he'd give his exact location in exchange for no more than a year in jail and access to medical care. You can have easy access to us online at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
It's a new year. It is time for a new you. What if we told you that this was going to be your best year yet? Well, it can be if you take a few steps. I thought we'd get started in this January here and talk about our own personal goals for the new year. You want to start us out, Dr. Gammon?
Well, obviously, everyone wants to lose weight and exercise more, obviously. And the problem, of course, is staying with it. But I have a different approach. I think that taking adequate time for days off or vacation is very important. I think we Americans just work ourselves to death, and we actually are more productive if we take a little bit more time off. So my number one goal is to take more time off.
Oh, I like that goal. What about you, Dr. Anderson?
Mine is to practice gratitude more.
That's a really good one. You know, sometimes you just shock me. You come out of the gate with the sweetest thing.
I just fell off my chair.
then the next sentence is just maybe not so sweet, but that was a good one.
I think I'm going to have a tear in my eye.
You know, my new year goal is to stay really focused. I did really good last year. The year before I didn't, but last year I stuck to my goals. I actually printed them out, put them on the mirror, put check marks next to when I finished each one. And I noticed that when I was really good at that and diligent and looking at what those goals were and keeping them in front of me, I did really well. So my goal this year is to do the same thing, new set of goals, but to actually keep those goals out in front of me so I'm doing them. That's what it is, right? It's about self-awareness, being able to see it and being able to really move forward everything you're doing towards those goals.
So, Judy, how does one lose weight?
Why are you asking me? Now, honestly, that it seems to be a big goal list for people every single year. And one of the things they don't tend to do at the very beginning, they think, oh, I'm just going to eat right, I'm going to exercise, all that. But they don't start with, where am I at right now? What are my metrics? And that is so important. And maybe this is why at Executive Medicine in Texas, we see so many people fly in and from all over the globe. In the first couple months, this is like people are on the I'm going to get healthy train. But what's good about that is they're doing it right. They're saying, where am I at on my weight? Where am I at on my blood work? Where are my hormones? You know, they're really taking a big picture approach, and then they figure out how to fix it because it doesn't matter how much you exercise or how much you think you're improving your nutrition. If your hormones are messed up, you're not going to feel good enough to stick with whatever program you put in place. And you're still going to gain that weight and have trouble keeping lean muscle mass.
Right. And hormones include not just the sex hormones, but also the thyroid hormones and others. So it's important to know where you're at. But in terms of losing weight, so many people miss the key ingredient, and that is to not overdo carbohydrates, because carbohydrates just wreak havoc with the body's insulin. Insulin going up and down causes cravings for food that are difficult to withstand. And I recently told my patients five things. And, of course, you can go into very detailed dietary modifications, but I find that simplifying it to five things just yields a lot of results. And those five things are get rid of sodas completely, even diet sodas, because they trick the brain into craving carbohydrates.
You gain weight on diet drinks. It's proven time and time again.
Get rid of fruit juices. And people say, what? I say, do you know how many oranges go into one glass of orange juice? So it's
like sitting down and eating six oranges.
That's right. Or more. Number three, get rid of alcohol. Because alcohol is fattening by itself. Plus, it gets rid of your inhibitions. So you eat more and it stimulates appetite. So get rid of alcohol completely if you're serious about losing weight. The next one's the big one. Get rid of bread and bread products, bread, crackers, tortillas, cakes, cookies, chips, junk food. Just get rid of it.
Don't buy it again.
Don't buy it. If you want to lose weight, that's what you do. And then lastly, rice, potatoes, and pasta, reduce it down in the extreme to no more than one serving a day of one of them, because their carbohydrates and rice, especially white rice, will put a lot of weight on. Those five things, if you do those five and you don't go crazy on fat, you're going to lose weight.
Well, I echo everything you said. I think those are great recommendations. And I think one of the mistakes that people make when they try to lose weight is they undereat.
That's true.
They're trying to cut way too far back on the overall caloric intake when it's been shown in studies if you actually push some of the good fats,
avocados
and
nuts,
et cetera, that it actually helps with weight loss. So it's not just a – if it was a simple equation of calories in minus calories burned, if it's a negative number, you lose weight, it would be simple. We could have everybody losing weight. We just have them eat less than what their basal metabolic needs are. Well, obviously, that doesn't work. And so there's more to it than that.
Well, a girlfriend of mine dropped 30 pounds. She dropped 30 pounds and she did it in just, I think it was like 4 months. And this is the only thing she did. And you're going to love this, Dr. Anderson, because you always talk about this fasting, right? She decided she would only eat between the hours of 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And that's it. And she didn't eat anything outside of that time frame. And it was just, that's all she did. She changed that. And that simple act kept her from, one, overeating, but two, she had plenty of time to burn all that off before she went to sleep. And what we learned at a conference, we're always going to these medical conferences and learning about all these incredible new medical advancements and such. We recently learned that what happens inside the gut is you actually have a repair process when you have time without food. So I learned that like maybe 2 weeks after I heard about what she had been doing. And I thought, this makes sense. Now I know why it makes sense. She didn't know why it made sense. She just knew it worked.
Well, I get asked often by patients about fasting, and we know that from a physiologic standpoint, intermittent fasting is very healthy. It raises growth hormone and can repair the gut, as you mentioned. But there haven't been any real clear studies that I've seen as to what the appropriate amount of fasting needs to be. So, you could have a daily fast if I don't eat after, a certain time, 8 p.m. until next morning. So you're getting 10 to 12 hours of fasting in. To some people go on extended fast for several days.
I don't think that's good.
Well, and there's fasts where you do nothing but fatty acids and things. So I think her experiment to find what worked for her was a good one. A common thing is to get people to push more calories earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So that your noon meal should be a larger meal and your evening meal should be basically a heavy snack.
Okay, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. That's the time we find something in the news that's either shocking or we're shocked that it made the news. I think this is really cool. Listen to this. Researchers at NTU Singapore have created a skin patch that can convert potentially harmful white fat into the good energy-burning brown fat. The skin patch is made of hundreds of little tiny microneedles, and they contain one of two drugs, a beta-3 androgenic receptor agonist, which is usually used for overactive bladders, and the T3, oh, say that word for me.
Triiodothyronine.
Yes, that, which is used to treat an underactive thyroid gland. Now, they've only done this in mice, but what they found in the mice studies is that these mice got this little patch and 30% of their weight went down, and they had a fat mass reduction of 37.9. It's really incredible. There's so many obese adults in the United States, and this is a really big problem. I mean, it's almost 40% of the adults in the United States are obese. So if this works, if this rat study turns out to be something that can be used in humans, I mean, imagine where we can go with this. Maybe we can cure diabetes. But
terrific.
It would be great. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking with our special guest, TEDx presenter Kelly Kitley.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With CoolSculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While CoolSculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your CoolSculpting provider can help you decide if CoolSculpting is right for you. Our CoolSculpting specialist can help you learn more about CoolSculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, you want to hear the show in its entirety, you can find the podcast version of the show at Staying Young Show 2.0. You go to StayYoungAmerica.com. We also have daily medical minutes there. So if you just want a little health tip every day, you can get it there. Got a great guest coming up here in a minute. She's a TEDx presenter, Kelly Kitley. She's the author of a new book, Myself.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, today's Immortal Minute. I found a study that just spoke to me on two different levels. I recently took a trip to Copenhagen, and I swear I found my people. They're all tall and slender there.
Vikings,
that's right. And then, so this is a study out of the University of Copenhagen. And it also, the study looked at basically eating discipline. So that it was, are strict rules the key to keeping weight off? And what they did is they studied a group of people who had rules for their eating.
Mm-hmm.
And
always basically another rule.
Basically viewed it as they're fueling the machine. So it was a means to an end to keep healthy versus people who ate for pleasure. Or for emotional needs. And not surprising, the ones who used it and thought of it as a means to an end were able to maintain weight loss versus those that didn't. Only 4% were able to keep off the weight loss at 4 years. Excuse me. So, when people put themselves on diets or they try the trendy diet, and we all know they fail, and that's right. Why there's a new one out every few months that's a
hot
trend.
How else would the magazine stay in business, right?
Right. So one of the things that I often talk about with patients is to view eating as just that, is what are you using to fuel the machine? And, you have to identify what the needs of the machine are. And depending on what your exercise patterns are and lifestyle and things like that, you're fueling the machine rather than just eating for social purposes.
Then why is it that we've evolved to the point that if we eat something really tasty, it floods our midbrain with dopamine and we feel so happy?
Like,
why do we have this?
It's called food science. Somebody figured it out.
they've
hacked our brain.
We know they've manipulated because, I think it functions as a drug, but it's the availability. In ancient times, the things that would be able to flood our brain like that were few and far between. So they were kind of special occasions. It wasn't something you could get every meal.
Well, I got to break this conversation up because we got a great guest coming on, Kelly Kitley. She's been in over 100 publications. She's done podcasts, live news, radio. She's been on WGN, NBC. She's been in the Chicago Tribune, Huffington Post, and on Dr. Oz. And today, she's right here on the Staying Young Show. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me.
I got to tell you, I watched your TEDx talk. It was very good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, we need to send it out on our social media. For those of you that follow us on Twitter, at Stay Young Media, we'll have to tweet that out because it was really good. I enjoyed it. And for our listeners, though, tell us a little bit about your background and then, of course, what led you to write this book, Myself?
Sure. Well, I am born and raised in Chicago above my parents' bar. That should say enough. As the oldest of five, and some dysfunction in the family, developed an eating disorder, had experienced sexual abuse as a child. And at the age of 16, after being treated for my eating disorder, it was such a reparative experience for me, and I felt validated, and I had an advocate, and it was really transformative. And at that age, I said, someday I want to become a psychotherapist on Michigan Avenue. And I'll be 40 this year, and I'm doing exactly that and living my dream, and decided to write a book that I published back in April. And it was something that I had been working on for years and had always kept a journal since a young age. And I felt when I was going through things that I wanted to hear other people's story. I wanted there to be hope and inspiration and knowing that I too could get better. And if somebody else had gone through something that I did and came out okay, that gave me hope. And so that was really my goal in writing myself an autobiography of survival, was to provide hope for people and to help them understand that we can heal. And a way to do that is to not live in shame and secrecy, but to reach out and connect with other people who've gone through similar things.
That's so true. And you, in the book, you really take the time to not sugarcoat it, but really tell what you went through. And a lot of people, in keeping with our theme today of, you know, new year, new you, a lot of people think, I can't have a better life, or I don't deserve a better life. Or they spend so much time looking in the rearview mirror that they can't see what's in front of them. So how do you help people to look forward, learn from what's behind you, but to go forward, not backwards?
Well, we all have a story, and my goal is helping people make sense of their story and being able to own it and say, you know, it wasn't all good. It wasn't all bad. What can I take from those experiences? And how does it help me today? And how can it help me move forward? And I think, you know, just getting honest with ourselves, the book is pretty raw. I've been known to be honest to a fault in my personal life, but I don't sugarcoat it, and I do tell it like it is. And I encourage my clients to really get in there with their stories and try to make sense of it rather than running from it or hiding it, but really, like I said, owning it and saying, okay, now what? You know, there's nothing I can do to change that. What did I learn from it, and how can I grow from it?
All right, so I'm an angry old white guy. And, you know, I have
a little truth in that.
Big issues with, you know, the kumbaya snowflakes that everybody gets a trophy. And, you know, I kind of share your attitude. If bad things happen to a lot of people, you know, grab your bootstraps and move on. And, you know, I think giving people hope and telling them, hey, look, this happened to me and it's happened to other people. And these are some steps on how you get better. But we're not going to sit around and candy coat it for you and tell you it wasn't your fault kind of thing. So I'm interested is what has been the response to your book, and even in your professional life, are you seeing more people in your peer group that are kind of in between the angry old white guy and the snowflakes, or, you know, are the snowflakes not buying into your, you know, come on, sweetheart, you got to buck up a little bit.
You know, it's a range. I think, you know, the people that have read the book, and it's different because a therapist wrote an autobiography. You know, it's not a really common thing. Therapists, I think traditionally Freudian style for the old white angry guy is you lay on the couch. The therapist doesn't say a whole lot. You know absolutely nothing about them. And hopefully by flow of consciousness, there's some magical change that happens. And, you know, in my practice, I tend to be pretty direct. And, you know, some of my clients have read the book. Some haven't. Some prefer to just assume that, you know, I'm perfect, and some really want to know that I've been down in the trenches and can speak and share my experience of strength and hope. And it's not about me in the room, but I have noticed that clients of mine who have read it, who have been the old white angry guys, say to me, gosh, maybe you can actually teach me something. You know, it gives me a little bit more credibility.
Well, street cred.
Yeah, been there, done that. And she's got the T-shirt. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more with our special guest, Kelly Kitley. And we're going to talk about some of the success stories that she's had and people improving their lives. And also we'll chat with the doctors here about success stories they've seen in their medical practice. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News.
This letter, which comes 2 months after your plea, tells me that you have not yet owned what you did, that you still think that somehow you are right, that you are a doctor, that you're entitled, that you don't have to listen, and that you did treatment. I wouldn't send my dogs to you, sir.
Those are the words of Judge Rosemary Aquino. She is the judge in the Larry Nassar case. And before sentencing, the prosecutor had one final chance to address the court.
The level of Nassar's predation reaches even higher, because he often knew the victim's parents, some of whom were fellow doctors, others who unwittingly sent patients to him. He even knew that some of the parents were police officers.
And moments ago, we just heard the judge hand down the sentence to Larry Nassar.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, it's never too late to change and to change for the better. We're going to share some of our best success stories, both medical success stories, and we're also going to talk with our psychological success stories here with our guest, with Kelly Kitley. And Kelly, let's start with you. You know, I love that you've written this autobiography, Myself, and you've really shared your personal success story, overcoming all of these things in your past. And then you've kind of taken what's happened to you to be able to help other people. Let's hear some of those success stories on where there was somebody who maybe felt hopeless that has completely turned it around.
Well, my favorite is a 72-year-old angry white man, since none of you have the reference on this show.
Hey, it's our audience. I mean,
you know why? All the time I hear you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and I will, you know, fight to my grave with that. If there's somebody who's willing and able, they absolutely can make changes. And I saw a man who was, you know, a chronic drinker for 50 years, and his wife told him if he didn't get help that she would leave him. And he came in here week after week, and, you know, after a year and a half, had given up alcohol completely, and it changed his relationship with his wife. It changed his motivation in his career. It changed his relationship with his children and his grandchildren. And to me, I got a lot back in that as well, you know, that working with somebody quite a bit older than I am and to be able to help them in that change process is just so rewarding.
One thing I've noticed with our patients, and you can tell me if this happened with this gentleman, is once they go through the change, once they accept it and they say, okay, I'm going to do it, they jump off and they do it, they look back and go, why didn't I do that sooner?
Oh, 100%. You know, and I say, but you did it, and you're doing it now, and yeah. You never thought you could do it.
And thank God he didn't die not doing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to look at the positive.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to have the doctors here talk about some of the success stories medically that they've seen patients come in and completely turn their lives around.
You know, I had a patient who was a president of a financial company. He had been very successful in his life, but he was about to be kicked to the curb by his company. He was late 60s. He was very obese. He was slow. His cognitive functions had dropped. And we assessed him and found a number of different issues with his health. We corrected those issues. And then it was like a spark. His motivation came back. And with that motivation, he lost 65 pounds. His cognition returned to normal. He exercised. And he didn't get kicked to the curb by his company. In fact, his company had a record year. I think it was because he returned to his normal self. That brings me to the issue of motivation. People who are motivated can overcome so many obstacles. I've known so many people with very high IQs in my life that they had no motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, how did they get motivated?
I think oftentimes it's when there is an external stressor, you know, or they have, that's why we use the term, you know, they hit rock bottom. There was no other place to go but up. And some people, you know, it takes 50 or 100 times until they actually get it. But the repetition and the desire to want something, I think, is remarkable in how people can change their life.
Well, one of the things we've dealt with is, you know, motivating somebody is much different than just, I say, kind of inspiring them or, you know, how do you inspire somebody? It takes more time. Oftentimes we don't have long enough interactions and the repetitive interactions like a therapist such as yourself would have.
Sure.
And so, you know, I always do the fallbacks are fear and guilt. You know, you either do this or you're going to get some bad disease or, you know, you're not going to be there to watch your grandkids, things like that.
Right.
I had one. It wasn't quite the dramatic, but it's an individual who happens to be a professor of philosophy and still teaches well into, he's almost 80, and, you know, was worried. The thing that was most valuable to him was his cognitive abilities. I mean, that's what his whole life and career had been built around is, you know, kind of reading some deep philosophical stuff and actually understanding it, you know. But he was losing it a little bit. It worried him that, you know, he might be having dementia or Alzheimer's. And we simply evaluated him. We have some testing and showed him that really all he had was ADD. And we put him on appropriate medications.
And,
you know, now he's back to being prolific and feels great. And he'll be teaching for, you know, however long he wants to. So it wasn't a super big health issue, but, you know, it really changed his life because he was looking at retiring. He teaches part-time, but he's still very active, so. That was kind of rewarding.
You know, go ahead.
I was just going to say most of my the clients that I see are, you know, executives, very high functioning, overachievers. And I oftentimes say we just need to dumb it down. You mm-hmm. know, people overthink and try to find a different, better way. And sometimes it's just going back to the basics and simplifying things.
You know, I love that you said that because at Executive Medicine of Texas, we have people fly in from all over the globe. And a lot of these are, you know, entrepreneurs or they're CEOs or they're celebrities or whoever they are. They come to see us and you're right. They overthink it. Or I read this on the internet or I did that or I'm doing this fad or that fad. And we're like, okay, first of all, let's find out where you are. You know, let's get your metrics. Let's find out where you are on the inside, on the outside, all the way around. And then let's get a plan together. And I'm sure you do the same thing. You got to get to the bottom of, you know, where is everything at? Not just, hey, here's the one size fits all that we're going to give to everybody. It doesn't work that way because everybody's different.
So what was the motivation for your example where the gentleman gave up alcohol?
Well, his wife was going to leave him.
Yeah.
Fear.
Fear.
Yeah,
see, it does work sometimes.
Yeah. But, you know, that in and of itself doesn't help some. I mean, that people have a lot of external consequences. You know, I think at that point, it was, okay, if I don't change, I could lose, you know, my significant other I've been married to for 50 years, but also recognizing, like, and I'm having some health issues, and I don't feel so great, and let me try. And I think once somebody finds some success, you know, 30 days sober, they do start having clarity, and they're sleeping better, and they're less agitated, and they're like, oh, let me try another 30 days, you know, and mm-hmm. kind of piecing that together gives them a little more longevity of, okay, this actually feels good. I'm going to keep doing it.
So give us a trick. I got to ask this because this happened with this guy we were talking about earlier today, one of my patients, that he had a traumatic event, cleaned everything up, was doing great, and slid backwards now over the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, it's in, at the time, it was that fear. I mean, he got a gunshot wound, and that was an accidental shooting, and et cetera, but now he slid backwards. You know, how do you keep that fire of fear burning or that motivation going?
I wish I had the answer. I'm not that powerful.
Write a book. You're a published author. You have great
Write
knowledge
another
now.
One.
Write
this
another
is a whole other
book.
Show.
How do we can't save them all.
And your office would be empty, right?
That's her next book.
Thank
can't,
God.
Can't
Here,
save them
here's
all.
Here's the title of your book. Thank God they slide backwards. My life is a therapist.
Oh,
if I cured them all and they never came back, well, you know, I'd be
bad for
twiddling
business.
My thumbs, right?
No, it is true, though. I mean, people, they initially, you know, they're on board, they do good things, and then mm-hmm. they let it go, and then they let it go a little more and a little more, and then pretty soon they're worse than the beginning. This is what happens with people.
I'll tell you a trick
weight.
I do.
Go ahead.
Right? So I have them write it down. So I used to do this all the time when, especially like if I had patients in the ICU after they had a heart attack, I said, I want you to write down all the things you're experiencing, you know, walking down the hall with your ass hanging out the gown, you know, all the poking and prodding that you're going on and all the fear, the anxiety, et cetera. Fold it up and put it in a book. Next mm-hmm. time you feel like you're going to mm-hmm. fall off the wagon, go pull it out and read it and remind yourself about those feelings and it'll fire that memory back up.
Mark, that's wonderful advice. I'm amazed.
It's great.
This is a momentous day of the show.
Spoken from an angry old white guy.
It works.
Yeah. I was going to say, or write when you're feeling good, write down all the reasons you're continuing on this path. And when you want to slip, go back and read
and
all the
read it.
I think that's equally as good.
All right. You guys got a book right there. don't go away. When we come back, folks, we're going to have Medical Mania Trivia and Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, at the end of this and every single show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. That's your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So write this number down as toll-free, 844-WELL-100. You'll need it at the end of the show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch this and every episode on iTunes under Staying Young Show 2.0 and follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
You know, the best part about being this syndicated across the country is we get guests from everywhere. Today we have Virginia Pillars, and she's out of Iowa. I love Iowa. It's so good.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, we always get people out like New York and California, so it's really good to get an is it Iwonian? What are they?
Iowan.
Okay, to get an Iowan with us. So, Virginia, I'm glad you're coming on to play with us. You know the rules. The doctors will go back and forth. They'll ask you some questions, and we'll see how you do. But before we get started, I kind of did a little Google on you, and I found out that you actually have a book, Broken Brain, Fortified Faith. So give us the Reader's Digest version.
Reader's Digest version. It is my personal story as I discovered that my adult daughter at age 24 came down with schizophrenia. So it is my walk with her through that illness as she makes it to recovery.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine what you went through.
It was challenging, but the book is also filled with hope because we found answers along the way and were able to implement them and help her to get back on her feet and go on to live a life like similar women her own age. She works full time. Has a social life that makes me tired.
Yeah. Well, that's so good. I love stories of hope. So is the website Virginia Pillars, is that where people can find more about the book?
Yes, they can. I blog there at virginiapillars.com. And I write about mental illness. I write about my faith. I give author reviews for other books that I've read. So there's just a lot of little different things there.
Well, fantastic. I think that's terrific. Okay, you ready to play some medical mania trivia?
I am.
Okay, the doctor's going to go back and forth here, ask you questions. Just try your best. We don't care if you get them all right. But if you do get some right, first of all, you'll get out of the Stay Young vitamin line. You'll get an age support multivitamin. And if you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. And for our listeners, you can find all that at stayyoungamerica.com.
All right, Virginia. First question is a softball. True or false? According to a recent study, people in disorganized workspaces will choose unhealthy snacks over healthy ones. True or false?
I would say that's probably true.
That is correct.
Very good, Virginia. Here's your next question. Another true or false, so you have another 50-50 chance. Losing weight. Will losing weight help reduce your risk of getting cancer? True or false?
I'm going to say false.
No, it's actually true, because when you're overweight, you get more inflammation, which causes cell changes. And just losing 5% of your body weight can lower inflammation. So it is true.
Okay.
All right. Third question. Which of the following will help reduce abdominal fat? Eating moderate amounts of dark chocolate, eating sauerkraut, or reducing alcohol? One or all of those three will help reduce belly fat?
Eating sauerkraut. I'm trying to picture if I know any Germans with a big belly. I eat a lot of sauerkraut.
But they counteract it because they wash it down with beer.
Well, I don't eat dark chocolate, but I do eat sauerkraut.
That's good.
But I don't drink alcohol. And I have a flat abdomen, so I'm going to go with three.
Yes.
Yep, all three of those, actually. Eating moderate amounts of dark chocolate, eating sauerkraut, and reducing alcohol intake. So actually, dark chocolate has a chemical in it that helps speed the metabolism. So
that's also good for hearts, too, right?
Correct.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yep. She's been listening to the show. See how smart she is.
You want to get that high cocoa stuff, you know, the 80 plus. You want to get the real stuff.
But my body doesn't like chocolate, so I can't.
No. Keep with the sauerkraut.
I'll stay with sauerkraut.
Here's your next question. Which has a larger capacity for information, long-term memory or short-term memory?
Larger capacity for information.
Your hard drive or your RAM?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, where I get most of my information from, my long-term memory or my short-term memory. I'm going to say short-term.
No, it's long-term memory. Your long-term stores more information.
This is why when you get overwhelmed,
bigger hard drive.
Yeah, you crash. You're like, wait, I can't take any more information in. But you still can remember everything from your childhood.
All right.
Okay.
Final question. Neuroplasticity refers to what part of the body? Neuroplasticity.
Your brain.
Correct.
Very good. You know what? Because you're from Iowa, I'm going to send you both.
I like it.
We're going to send you out some age support multivitamin out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And almost all of our vitamins in there are vegetarian. They're non-GMO. Most of them are gluten-free, dairy-free. So we'll send that out to you. And then we'll also send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. You've been absolutely terrific. Thank you for playing with us, Virginia. And again, the name of Virginia's book, Broken Brain, Fortified Faith. And her blog post can be found at virginiapillars.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, I want to talk for a minute about some of these other things that people need to be doing to really get their health together for the year. And one of them is get more sleep.
Well, absolutely. If you don't get adequate sleep, the brain can't clean itself. It's not refreshed and not rebooted. And you're going to have fatigue during the day and difficulty with cognition.
Well, and it's, you always like to talk about your stress hormones and the mm-hmm. hormone levels. Get aberrations, you get elevated cortisol levels, and you see low testosterone levels. One of the things that came up recently was that, and it's kind of ubiquitous, is anytime you see men and they're suffering symptoms of low testosterone, they need to be evaluated for a sleep study to see if they have sleep apnea.
Oh, that's really important. I didn't know that.
Which, most of these guys
are. It makes sense.
I mean, if you're male over 50, you've got a 50% chance you have sleep apnea just because of those two risk factors. And if they have weight issues, if their body mass index is above 30, it goes up to 70%. So, if you've got that individual that's obese, male over 50, just kind of goes hand in hand, they're going to have low T.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with his double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-5200.
214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333, or go to smartnewyou.com. Mark, are you ready for the riddle?
Ready.
Okay. There's two men that are in a desert, and both have packs on. One is dead, and one is alive. The one who is dead has his pack closed, and the one that is alive has his pack open. What is the pack on the dead guy? Let me repeat that. Two men are in a desert, and both have packs on. One guy is dead, and one guy is alive. The one who is dead has his pack closed, and the one that is alive has his pack open. What is the pack on the dead guy? Send in your answers.
Okay, I don't know. I got to think about that. All right, well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call us 844-WELL-100, or you're going to go to the website stayyoungamerica.com. You got to get it right. If you get it right and you give us your name, your address, and a phone number in case you don't understand it, we'll send you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. If you get it wrong, you'll get a postcard from us saying, hey, thanks for playing. And as always, we'll see you here next week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
This letter, which comes 2 months after your plea, tells me that you have not yet owned what you did, that you still think that somehow you are right, that you are a doctor, that you're entitled, that you don't have to listen, and that you did treatment.